There's been a long tradition of actors crossing over into the corporate world. I've done this myself in workshops, keynotes, online and in person. I've worked with teams, startups and CEOs. Some of this works brilliantly, while a lot of it doesn't. And so in this video, I wanted to share with you from my experience what seems to translate well from actor training into the corporate world and to public speaking in general, and what doesn't. So you can maybe not be put off by actor coaches in the future if you're someone who works in that environment. Or if you're an actor and who's going into coaching, perhaps this will help you understand better the corporate structure in the world and the people that are involved with that. So let's begin with what really doesn't work. We have to remember, firstly, that actors want to be actors. They've chosen to work in this space. And a lot of the work that we do on ourselves and that we play with in preparation for a role, for example, or in an acting class, might involve silly games, funny tongue twisters, wobbling about like a piece of jelly and, you know, imagining yourself on top of a mountain with the wind blowing as you're peeling a banana and turning into a piece of toast. And that's not to suggest that people don't have an imagination in the corporate world. All I'm saying is that people feel hugely uncomfortable if they're not there for that purpose. You know, we actors, we try to be as playful as possible, and it's really good for us to let go of some of these restrictions and tensions on, you know, judging what we're doing and who we're playing. So these kind of tools work for us. But if you think about a regular speaker or an average startup community member or someone who's a founder or a CEO or just an average office worker who has to give the occasional presentation, who wants to improve, but they just don't want to be like flipping about like a dolphin and saying wibbly woo bar for half an hour in front of their colleagues because it's going to make them feel disconnected and it's going to make them tighten up and they're not going to perform very well and they'll probably get very put off by this. So if you're someone who needs to give a pitch or presentation, don't panic. There are ways that you can actually use acting techniques to your benefit, and it doesn't have to involve the playful, dynamic, over-expressive stuff that actors do. What's good to remember though is that the principle behind these games is still valid. The idea that we are becoming more playful and we're not judging ourselves and we are able to just be more expressive without focusing on ourselves. And I think in that focus on ourselves is the key here. Because once we start concentrating too much on what we're doing, we can lose a lot of what we're expressing to others, whether that's in a pitch, a presentation, a keynote, whatever it is you might be doing. And by adopting somewhat of a more expressive nature or a playful nature, you're going to open up your voice, you're going to open up your ability to express yourself more clearly, and you're going to find more confidence because, again, you're no longer focusing yourself. So if these kinds of games feel embarrassing to you, you can always do a lot of this work at home in private. That's still going to help you to function better as a speaker and become more expressive and more dynamic without feeling too silly in front of others. And the first of these techniques is so important, and so important in fact that at the end of this video I'm going to share with you a little routine that you can do. The first is to warm up your voice. Knowing that you're going to be speaking in front of people, if your body is your instrument, which it is, that you use air to manipulate and control the flow of energy through your voice, it's really good to have it limber and warm and ready. If you can look after your body yourself, make sure you're well rested, well hydrated, that's a really good start. And of course, just doing work that opens up the voice and so you don't go in cold and makes you feel better because you're able to hear yourself deliver the words that you're speaking more fluidly, more effectively, and it's going to also affect your confidence. And like I said, at the end of this video, I'm going to share a short warm-up routine that you can do from anywhere in the privacy of your own home. The second thing that you can take is to study your material like an actor studies a script. Most people, when given a presentation, will either learn line by line or list everything they're going to say, and they try to learn that list in their head. It's very difficult if something happens that you weren't expecting to happen live, like a microphone to cut out or the screen that's got your presentation on it to cut off, or the electricity goes, or anything can happen where you're just not ready and you feel like all the preparation you've done relies on this technology that you're using or knowing where you are. And so what it is you want to get past that. You want to get past having to rely on the technology to see you through. By learning just what you need to say and listing it, you're going to get a little stuck and you're going to be so dependent on that that you might even, and this happens a lot, focus too much on it. So your attention isn't with the audience, it's just with your set list or your presentation. I've seen lots of people read directly off the screen behind them. They turn around, they read, which everyone could have read anyway. But what actors do, they tend to study the script. They look at the story, the theme. They understand the motivation behind what they're saying. And they also kind of get in touch with the message beneath the lines. And you might say this is your why. So having a very clear understanding of what your purpose for your presentation is, what the point is going to really help keep you on track when you're learning it. Because you're not just learning a set of phrases or a list or lines or data. You're understanding the bigger picture. And so no matter what happens, no matter where you are, you can always fall back on the knowledge you have of the bigger picture and the why and the purpose of why you're there. If, if something does go wrong, you can just reconnect with that. It's really powerful and it's what actors do well. And it's like good actors and bad actors. Bad actors tend to just learn their lines and they often forget them. But good actors will learn the script and they understand what's really going on underneath and what the purpose their character has in a particular scene or across the whole film or play. So if you can manage to do that, if you can have a better understanding of why you're in the room, who you're serving in that room, and the points you're supposed to make, you'll be so much better at hitting those points and being able to improvise should you need to. And to be fair, if you can speak as yourself and be a bit more fluid with that, it's going to be easier for people to engage with you anyway, because you're sharing information, you're presenting something to them, as opposed to just repeating something that you've learned, which becomes very disconnected and a little bit mechanical and a little bit robotic, I find. And if you're the person that's creating your presentation, think of it by working backwards. The point you want to hit, the aim, the outcome, the goal, and then think of a three-act structure. That be your ending. That's the moral, the theme, maybe in actor's terms or writing terms. And then what do you need to get there? What's going to bridge from the start of people knowing nothing to the end, where they have this understanding? If you're someone who tends to feel a bit more nervous about public speaking and you're relying on knowing this information like word for word, you have to find the ways to let go and just trust that your knowledge will serve you so you don't freeze. Because when you're trying to hold on to something, that's when the tension builds and your confidence drops and you often make mistakes because of that, holding on. So by letting go, understand, knowing, trusting that you know what you're doing, which means doing more research to begin with, and more work preparation, you will be freer and you'll be able to pick yourself up if you fall off. Now, the third thing is to choose your attitude. Actors don't just say lines, they play actions. And again, very similar to knowing what you want to hit and knowing your why, for example, you can choose your intention about how you share these things. And that comes into, your tone, your rhythm, your energy, but you're not thinking of it in those analytical terms. You're thinking it more in, what am I trying to portray and how am I going to portray that? How am I going to deliver this? What's the most accurate representation that I can share my message with others? For example, if you're talking about a serious issue, you don't want to be too bubbly and, too jovial, because it just might not be congruent with the message. If you are doing something that's very lighthearted, you don't want to sound too serious. And so it's just finding that attitude that fits the purpose of what you're saying. And so knowing your goal is one thing, and then how to better speak on that topic that is in line. So your tone will also tell the same story, because if you're giving a presentation, it might go through different levels, it might go through different phases, and you want to be able to adapt those phases so everyone knows where they are. Even if they're not following your words, they can get from your tone and your attitude and what you're sharing and how you're sharing it, what's going on. And that comes from being connected and, again, from doing your research and knowing what it is you want to do. This is, you know, I think a lot of this comes down to having a very clear idea about what you're sharing and why you're sharing it, because that will inform everything else. Again, this is something that actors do. They spend a lot of time outside of the world of what they're learning to find a deeper understanding, a deeper knowledge of the person they're going to play and their purpose in it, so then they can be saying things correctly according to what they've been given. And if you've written yourself a presentation or have to deliver somebody else's, having a better understanding of the tone will inform how you say it, which will make it more clearer for the audience to understand. Something key about this forwardness and this attitude of choosing how you're going to say something, because it's less on you, again, which means you're not focused on your feelings and how terrified you are or how difficult this is or what you're trying to remember. It's outward. It's away from you. It's directed towards the audience, the listener, which makes you more engaging because you're engaged with them. And you get a feedback. You're able to listen to people as you speak to them without them talking. You can understand if they're getting the message or not. And you can adapt in the moment. You can't do that if you're just in your head all the time or thinking about the rules, what you're trying to remember. You're just not connected. So choose your attitude, choose a good one, and follow through with it. I'd say that's more important when you know your goal than remembering exactly the precise details of what you planned. Quick recap, ditch the drama games. You don't really need them. They're really for something else. I mean, as you grow, as you get more comfortable, you could take some acting classes. You might even really enjoy that. But for the majority of people, don't worry about that. Always warm up your voice. Always make sure your body's limber and that your voice is warm and ready to go. That way it's going to serve you and you'll have the instrument working for you, and you don't have, that's one less thing to think about. Know what you want to say, why you want to say it, who you're saying it to, and try and choose the correct attitude to share that message with your audience. And I believe that's how acting techniques can really help you as a speaker. If this has been useful for you, give us a thumbs up. Please leave a comment, because I'm interested if you've done any work with actor-trained communication coaches or voice coaches or public speaking coaches, because you might have had an experience that could be useful to share with others. And so leave it there. I'll pick it up and maybe we can talk about it, and I'll share it in another video soon. As promised, I said I'd share a warm-up with you. I think this is perfect. You could do this anywhere. You don't need any equipment, but it's going to be something that's going to give you just enough to take the edge off and allow your voice to function much more freely than if you hadn't. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice. Got a feeling there's no longer any room for two. And I believe